I'm Lily Clark.
I'm Andrew Armagh.
I'm Kara Stacey.
Melissa Marietta.
And we all read the book Educated by Tara Westover.
So basically the book is about this girl who grows up in a very strict Mormon family, and like their beliefs are very controversial just in the fact because their dad doesn't believe in schooling or investing in anything related to the government because he believes that the government is run by the Illuminati and that everyone is being brainwashed by the outside world. So like that results in them living on a mountain by themselves and like relying on the little homeschooling that they do and like being survivalists essentially. So like Tara, the author, grows up as the youngest sibling, and she sees like all of her siblings eventually leave the house when they get old enough because they want to either go out and work or educate themselves because they haven't been educated their whole childhood. And so one day she decides to leave, but her dad makes it super challenging for her to leave because of like her abusive siblings and like how the fact that she hasn't been in a classroom. But when she does leave, she goes on to further her education at a college and like earns her degrees and stuff. So
one of the most compelling parts that I read in the book is talking about Charles and Tana's relationship, and there's a quote in the book that says, "I shoved my hands under my knees and leaned into the window. I couldn't let him near me. Not like that, not that night, and not any night for months, without shuddering as a word, my word ripped into way into remembrance. Whore." And this is talking about how her older brother Sean is calling her a whore and how that has really affected her life and her relationships with not only friends but like someone that she likes and wants to get close to. And it's just showing how her family has brainwashed her into thinking that she is like not important and that she doesn't mean anything besides like whore.
I think that kind of shows that it's not just her dad that she wants to escape from, but also her brother and also and like along with other members of her family, because she just is taking college as like her main way to like get out of like her home, you know, and like make a better life for herself. So that's why my most compelling part of the book is how she seeks to find out a way to like get out of home by like taking the SAT in like order to get to college, like even though her father is like very against her doing that, but she sticks to what she wants to do and she gets into college at BYU. And I think that the whole idea that she like now understands how much she's been missing out on is a big factor and like how she reflects on her life today.
And I feel like when she was growing up, she didn't realize how much she was missing out on because she didn't know what was best and she only knew what she was growing up with. So when she got to experience the experience of college, it was a whole new world and it opened up so many opportunities to her.
And like her life right now, like with her brother and her family, like can't get a lot worse than it already is. So like for us to like view education and like going to school is like such a burden sometimes, it's like weird to see it through her eyes as being like an escape from her family and like from her life that she grew up in. So it's just like weird to look at education as a way of getting away from things that like in her life that aren't necessarily like pretty derogatory.
Yeah, and I think like if the relationship with her family was better, then maybe she wouldn't like feel so against like maybe she wouldn't like feel like she needed to get out of her home, you know, and like yeah, college might not have been an option, but ultimately it really was a good thing because it freed her like in more ways than just like the one that her parents gave her. So
and it also exposed her to like new things that she might like to do, because she said that she took a lot of music classes in college, so maybe she wanted to be like some sort of maybe a composer or maybe like play some sort of music. So yeah, it exposed her to something new that in her home they didn't have or they probably didn't allow.
I think it also like opened her eyes a little bit and like showed her like how toxic her life at home really is, because like at first she didn't really know anything else, but until she like got out of the house and like realized that like what my family is doing is like wrong. So
and like taking her side, like how can you ever evolve from what she was growing up with and the abuse and all the tragedy that she went through, like how is she supposed to live her life
and do it on her own?
Yeah, and do it on her own. And the fact that she earned a PhD, like that's crazy and insane, and that just shows how motivated and independent she was.
I think it makes her like proud of herself that she was able to do it, because like looking back at it now, like if her life was like the way that her parents wanted it, it would have been like a lot worse in her eyes than it would have been if she like made that leap forward by trying to get into college.
So like one part of the book I thought was like super like compelling was when her parents tried to kick her out of the house when they were like frustrated with her, and they thought that she was a whole 5 years older than she actually was. And that just like is crazy to me, because like one, she doesn't even have a birth certificate, but for her parents to just like on a whim be like, get out of the house, is like, I can't even imagine my parents saying that to me. Like, I could not accept that. But the fact that they were serious and she was, you know, packing her things is just like insane to me.
And it was all out of just age. Like, when they found out that she was actually 16, they were like, oh, okay, you can stay here. But just based on the age, they were willing to kick her out of the house and send her on her own.
I think, like, just the whole idea that, like, she's just, like, another, like, she's just, like, another, like, person in the house, you know? Like, where, like, her dad needs work when her brother Luke left. And just the whole idea that she's just, like, the next person up, you know? And this kind of just, like, a cycle. Like, oh, once she's 21, she'll get kicked out of the house and all this stuff. And I think that, like, the relationship is just really, like, not there. And, like, obviously, like, her brother's very violent towards her. And I think that, like, all these, like, signs of, like, not showing any affection towards her really just, like, moved her towards, like, a different view.
I've, like, been wondering the whole time, like, why their parents even, like, had kids, or, like, why, like, they believe in what they do. Because, like, everything their parents seem to do, like, they try to tell their kids is, like, going to benefit them because of their religion and, like, because of their lifestyle, they're gonna live like a better life than everyone else in the outside world. But like, when you look at like this for example, when they're like so eager to like kick their kids out of the house, and like what is that doing for them necessarily, or like what's their like purpose behind trying to get their kids out of the house, or like even having kids in the first place if they're so eager to like have them out of their lives? So I don't know.
And as for, like, teenage students at a Catholic Central high school, it's hard to, like, see other religions and how other people grow up, and it's hard to understand their beliefs, because we obviously, like, think that how we evolve as, like, an environment.
Christian Catholics.
Yeah, Christian Catholics is right, but I think we also have to, like, look on the other side and look at, like, how maybe, like, everyone just has, like, their own beliefs.
But, like, even when you do look at, like, their beliefs, it's like they want to raise their kids as like Mormons, and they want, you know, they don't want their kids to be exposed to the outside world, but on the other hand they're like, get out of the house, like
that's
go
true.
Like live for yourself, when they raised her to have zero life skills, or like she literally knows nothing because she's never been inside of a classroom. So like it's
yeah, like, so that like makes me
hard
wonder
to see like what the greater purpose is.
So like do we, like, think that the parents are, like, thinking that they're all going to go off and raise their children as Mormons, and, like, they're going to keep continuing this religion, or?
I mean, I just think that, like, they're just not preparing them well, you know, like, mm-hmm. in relation to Catholic Central. Like, we're all here, you know, like, in preparation to, like, give ourselves, like, a better life. And I think the whole idea that they're just, that, like, their children are just coming in blind to the world, you know, it's just really strange and not very, like, organic for them, just because of the idea that they could, like, go through things that they wouldn't even have, like, dreamt of.
Yeah, so, Kara, going back to your topic on, like, why would they even have kids in the first place, like, I honestly don't know, because they kind of just set them up for failure their whole life and acting like they weren't going to want to do their own thing, like, go off into the world.
I think that the most interesting thing was when they had a scare when her dad almost died on them. And it says, I suppose he wanted to remove that last fuel tank, but I can't imagine what possessed him to light his torch without first draining the fuel. I don't know how far he got, how many of the iron belts he managed to sever before a spark from the torch made it into the tank, but I know Dad was standing next to the car, his body pressed against the frame when the tank exploded. So basically the tank exploded and he burned like the top half of his body, and he almost died because of the burns. And so I think from that, I think that you don't always see that the person closest to you are, the people closest to you are the ones that are dragging you down, because once she saw that he was about to die, she saw that she had to come back and see him before he left, because he was the one dragging her down when she left for college.
And also going off of that, like, as a dad, like, he always witnessed his kids, like, getting hurt, like, dramatically, and he was like, oh, go see your mom, like, she'll fix it up. But I wonder, on the other hand, if, like, since he severely got hurt, like, what did he do? Like, was he like, oh, like, she'll just fix it up? Or do you think he, like, going through his mind was like, let's go to the hospital, because it was, like, him?
Yeah.
I think
that's kind of interesting.
And I think that, like, the whole idea of, like, we're all picturing this as, like, a negative thing about, like, how they're not really, like, introduced to the outside world, but emergency happened where, like, he was extremely hurt, you know, then maybe, like, the whole idea of, like, them knowing, like, how to deal with herbs and all these, like, other things that we tend to think that were, like, kind of silly at first, but some of those things could kind of, like, come into handy, you know, when you're, like, kind of, like, on your own and things like that. So, I mean, there are, like, some downsides to, like, the lifestyle there. Her family chose to live, but there are also some upsides as well.
There's, like, studies shown that what are those called?
The herbs
do, like, help and stuff. But, like, when you're dying, like, is that really going to help you and save your life?
So I think, like, the biggest thing that can be learned from this book is, like, even though they're your family, like, not a lot of times, but there can be instances where they're not necessarily doing the best thing for you, and I think it's up to you to, like, realize that or not realize that, and, like, choose your path and what you think is right to do.
With, like, different people, they're, like, people's ceilings are, like, different, you know, and I think that, like, Tara's ceiling for, like, what she expected from her life was higher than the rest of her family. Mm-hmm. So I think just the whole, so I think that, really just... I think that, like, what we need to take out of this is really just that we shouldn't be limited by what our family's ceilings are, but rather that our own, like we can have, like, different heights for ourselves.
And honestly, this sounds cliche, but when you have your mind set to something that you want, you can achieve that, because she grew up knowing nothing. She just got an algebra book, and she went to a very good college, and she earned a PhD. So you can just, it's so interesting to see your drive and motivation, like.
Yeah. Because, like, most, like, even the people who, like, go to school all their lives, like us, like, most of us will never earn ourselves a PhD. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Like.
Yes. And, like, we are given the opportunity to go to such a good school, and, like, for education.
Yeah.
So it's just very interesting to see how she's, like,
what
evolved
you do,
as
what
a human.
You choose to do with
it's
it.
Basically, like, where you put your mind.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you will get to.
Yes. Yeah.
So belief is kind of the big, like, aspect to this, is that if you believe in yourself and you know that, like, you can, make it to where you want to go, then just, like, believe in yourself and you can do it.